You read the Bible, Brent?
Yes.
Well, there's this passage I got memorized. Sort of fits this occasion. Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
This is Clan A3D Radio back on the air, September 7th, 1998, and I am here for my brothers. Back to the radio show. It's Labor Day, Monday, and I hope everybody's got the day off and taking it easy. There's been a few things go down since last radio show. There's been a couple losses in some match play.
Oh, damn.
And there was the big win last week.
Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations.
And I'm not going to, put any more weight on one or the other, the win and or the loss, you know, losses, wins. The recent feeling I've been getting from a lot of people, especially after Sunday night's loss, talking with clan members in IRC and getting private email as well as reading the spam mail and ICQ messages, that there's a few people that feel like,
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
So what we really need to do, obviously, is get together and practice, 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 practice.
I would if I could, you son of a bitch!
And, you know, I can relate to that. Just, real life is getting in a lot of people's way from the game, and the game is not as important as real life, and the game is for fun. But to win the matches and so forth, you got to get people together and get them practicing. And we had talked in the past about, you know, fire teams and so forth and all this rigmarole. Now, you know, the other clans, if you look at their web pages and get the info on some of them reveal their ages and so forth. And we're talking about high school, college kids, you know, people who have got a computer in front of their face a lot more often than we do, well, other than us working the computer business. And they've got more free time. And this is why they can get together and sit around and strategize and so forth. The individual players on their teams who are really, really good, you know, just make that bigger of an addition to their already built-up, you know, clan force. So to, you know, cut through some of this scheduling business for practices, we put up, not only has Night Raven got the Rocket Arena 2 inter-clan match thing going, and has asked everybody to write him back to say whether you're interested or not so he can start throwing together some kind of schedule. We've got now a Java calendar off of the website, and I think out of the news and the hardware reviews and so forth, it makes for one good bookmark for your web browser that you can check at any time, just www.clana3d.com/calendar.htm. We'd found this calendar, and I passed it on to Panther, and he put it up, and it was just so easy, and boom, there we've got it. And so this should help a bunch to look at it and get a good picture of what's going on, and then practice ahead of time with those people who have similar schedules and get together and practice up for these particular matches. Anyway.
There can be but better ways from yesterday's to me.
Somewhere there are better days for better ways to be. Sunny days have funny ways of quieting the roar. Is it still a blessed thing to live and live some more? And I'm left with the truth, and I'm right in my mind, giving some of the time, maybe never. So walk in these shoes, what I feel, it's the mood.
Who are those guys?
Well, we're spending some King's X on the radio show today. Hope everybody likes it for the Labor Day show. And it's not only because I like the lyrics and the music, the way it's going on here, but because they're a three-piece band that sounds like a four- or five-piece band.
Well, you don't see that every day.
And I think that the point there is that well-oiled... well set up, well played groups that can make these practice sessions a regular part of their regular quake play for the Klan, in the name of the Klan, to be available as an asset to the Klan is something that should now be able to take place. I think that this calendar thing on the website is just going to be a gas. If we can get a bunch of scrimmages on there, even get your Thursday Night Quake Leagues on there, just to make sure you know who's playing who and what's taking place, because you can put little notes in there. You can click on one of those days on the calendar and you'll see the actual thing that you... That's more informative than just the little scrolling thing at the bottom. You'll see what I mean when you get a chance to look at it. But hopefully we have it completely filled out month after month, kind of like your one-stop web shop for all your favorite Klan A3D activities.
You must play Weapons Factory. You must play Weapons Factory now. Do not delay. Get it now. www.capture.com/Weapons Factory. You must have it. Version 3.0 kicks ass. So 3.1 is out in the makings. I'm going to have PXL configs available on Smiles Mousetrap as soon as humanly possible. You must play it now. Play the Weapons Factory now. Play it now. 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 Play it now. No delay. Now.
I have to agree, that did kick ass, and those of you that only know King's X from the radio, you know, it's kind of out of the ordinary for them to play like that, but that just goes to show you the diversity. I just hope that everything that we talked about in the last radio show and this one, though they've been probably a drag to some degree, I really do want to get back to serious, heavy-duty, hardcore mouser bashings, you know. Because, look...
I must admit, I do get a certain perverse pleasure out of it.
And you know I do, you know. I mean, it's just like last night, I was sitting there, you know, looking at that one guy and thinking...
Man, that's the ugliest mouse I've ever seen. And he's beating up on our cheese.
And then I think I heard Zippy in this other room screaming out something like, Then no more after that, I turned around and I saw Craze jumping off this cliff going... And then Stingray, passed by me with his glaze in his eye saying...
Crush. Kill. Destroy.
And then I saw Fog saying to this mouser...
I fart in your general direction.
And that was all before the match even started until, you know, Ron came on saying...
Sweet mother of God, what is the holdup?
And needless to say, the game commenced and the rest is history. So, Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and cut this short, and I hope that everybody has a nice Labor Day. I'm going to try to get some sleep, and then some whatever else comes after that. Maybe breakfast at 6 p.m., that is. And if you're visiting relatives out there, and this might happen to you, your mom say,
"More pie, hon?"
And then you say,
"No more pie."
Then you probably had a nightmare of a holiday. And then to the rest of you, this is A3D Mental signing off, reminding you that when you pull out your weapon, make sure you
fire.